Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the ongoing process of Farm Bill implementation, we did have an announcement that USDA and the Risk Management Agency is going to be able to implement one of the crop insurance provisions known as the APH yield exclusion for the spring planted crops. And this includes cotton as well as grains and oilseeds.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When a producer calculates their actual production history yield, which is their yield that goes into their crop insurance coverage, normally they use anywhere between 4 and 10 years. This is a provision that will allow producers to evaluate that yield history and potentially have the option to drop some of the, or exclude some of those low years from the average.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The county level yields in the county they're in or in an adjacent county, and whether or not in that year the county average yield for the crop was at least 50% below the 10-year previous average. So there will be some qualifications as to which years might be eligible to drop, but this is something that a producer needs to look into as well as they work with their insurance agent, because that could give them the opportunity to increase their coverage levels. More details about that will be coming out in December.